Well, 28 years ago, we wrote the Kansas Cookbook, Recipes from the Heartland. And food trends are changing. Farm to table became a national trend. And we wanted to capture some of that with more modern recipes that express what's cooking today.
Well, flipping through this beautiful book, you come across a recipe from former Kansas Governor Mike Hayden, and it's for Southeast Asian-style frog legs. First of all, how does that even happen? How do you get Mike Hayden to contribute a recipe?
Mike Hayden loves to cook. He is also a hunter. It was a recipe he learned when he was serving in the military and was in Southeast Asia. So he shared that recipe with us because it ties in with his love of nature and hunting.
Mike Hayden grew up in Atwood in rural northwest Kansas. And the backstory, which you include in the cookbook, is that Mike Hayden says, you know, I grew up catching frogs. And in Atwood, we would batter them and fry them. And then I went to Vietnam, and I saw a totally new way of preparing the frog legs. And thus we get Southeast Asian-style frog legs. I love the little stories that are included with many of these recipes about how they came about, who they're from. And that's a pretty good one. Frog legs sound exotic to a simpleton like me. But this book also has more traditional recipes. For instance, you can't get much more traditional than Midwestern meatloaf. Your book offers a take on this time-tested meal, and the recipe is titled Gourmet Meatloaf with Smoky Hot Glaze. That's not the kind of meatloaf that I had, but tell me about it, Janie.
Well, that recipe was submitted by Kathleen Hodge, and it's just her version of meatloaf. She likes to put vegetables in it, particularly if she has some leftover vegetables from the night before. She might chop them up and add them to the meatloaf, and also add some hot sauce to the glaze to just really perk it up a bit. It's a delicious meatloaf.
Well, this book discusses local food. Talk about the importance of that, this whole trend of eating local.
People began to realize a few years ago how far it took for your food to travel to your plate. And so they began to realize that it made more sense to eat fresh and local. For one thing, food is better if you get it locally grown and it's fresher. And that's been a nationwide trend the last few years. And Kansans have adopted that too. And they're really interested in that trend. They're interested in farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs. They're interested in growing backyard gardens. And we looked at all of these things when we were writing the New Kansas Cookbook.
And you may notice that so many restaurants are proud of purveyors that provide food locally.
A lot of the restaurants are actually even growing their own produce too. Some of them have small gardens. And we saw that in some of the restaurants that are in the book around the state. They proudly tell you that we have a garden or we have farmland. Keller Feed and Wine Company in Cottonwood Falls is a great example of that. And not only that, they involve high school kids in helping to pick their produce. Almost all restaurants tell us they are getting it local.
Well, this book isn't just about food. It also touches on beer and wine and spirits.
That's right.
Why?
Well,
drinking is part of
it. Well, no, because we have it here in Kansas. Breweries and wineries are growing by leaps and bounds, and now distilleries are getting into the act, too.
One of my favorites is a grilled steak with bourbon molasses sauce.
Did you bring some of that here today?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
We like to use the local bourbon for that. There's a distillery in Kansas City in Overland Park called Union Horse Distillery, and we like to use their bourbon in preparing Frank's steak recipe. It's really good.
Well, your book has an eye-catching cover, and when I first saw it, I thought I was looking at a painting by John Stuart Curry or maybe Thomas Hart Benton, but no, it's another great artist and a local one at that.
Louis Kopp's been a friend of ours for years, and we asked Louis if he would recommend an artist for his book, and he told us, well, I'd be interested in doing that. And so we were thrilled that he submitted his drawings.
When I look at the cover, it just says Kansas to me.
Well, it does.
It does.
We're so pleased with it. I just think it's so beautiful.
I can't get away without asking about favorite recipes, but let me narrow it down. How about a favorite entree in this book for you, Frank?
Well, I mentioned my steak, but...
The bourbon and molasses glaze steak.
Bourbon mushroom steak, I should say. But anyway...
Is there some molasses in that? Because that's what really hit my ear.
It is. It's sort of kind of a little southern base that you reduce the molasses in the bourbon, and it's got a little garlic and very nice.
Sounds good to me. Janie, you got a favorite entree in this?
Yeah, and it came from Keller Feed and Wine Company in Cottonwood Falls, and it's a recipe for a slow-cooked pork shoulder, and you put a spice mixture on it. You put it in the oven at 200 degrees and cook it for 12 hours.
12 hours?
Absolutely delicious.
I don't have that kind of time.
Well, you just put it on before you go to bed, and it wakes you up because you smell it about, you know, 6 in the morning.
Sounds like a fire hazard. I don't know.
Well, we also brought for you today to taste, Jay, is the Star Bar Burger from Pachamama's, which was a well-known restaurant here in Lawrence that's no longer here, but Chef Ken Baker always prepared this burger for the Star Bar, and it was very popular. So we brought you a Star Bar burger to try, along with some modern potato salad from Nikki Schneider, who shared her more modern version of making potato salad with us.
I have tried the Star Bar burger before. It is excellent. I look forward to eating this one again. What is it that makes that burger so good or so different than other burgers that that you can get?
Well, it's got a secret ingredient in it.
What is the secret ingredient? It's in the cookbook, right?
Yes, yeah. It's in the book. It has a secret ingredient.
It's between us.
So you got to buy the book to find out.
Yeah, there's also bacon in it. I'll tell you that. The bacon is.
And that always helps.
Yeah, yeah. Bacon. It really, this version tastes exactly like it did when you got it in the restaurant. It's a great recipe.
Well, how about a dessert that you'd like to highlight?
One of our favorite recipes in the book is the burnt sugar custard with crispy caramel sea salt topping.
Oh, say that again.
Good?
Say that again.
Burnt sugar custard with crispy caramel sea salt topping.
Mm, you can't go wrong with that. Well, personally, I could give a hoot about salads, but keeping my audience in mind, they might want to hear about that too. Got a good salad to recommend in this book?
Oh, wow.
I'm sure you recommend all of them.
There's a goat cheese salad with fresh figs. And I say that because you can grow figs in Kansas. We grow figs in our backyard, and you'd be surprised at how many people do. And so that's a delicious salad. And Frank, can you think of another one?
I'm leaning toward our Midwestern steak salad, which is got a little meat in it. It's a flank steak that we thinly slice and drape over the tossed salad. But the ingredients are corn,
green beans,
oh gosh, a little bit of
tomatoes.
Everything. In fact, we even recommend if you got something left over in your refrigerator, this is time to throw it in.
Whatever you have on
that's
hand.
That's a common way that we, you know, a meal that we cook for ourselves often.
Jay, can I mention that, you know, besides the recipes in the book, one of the really fun parts are the features. We have features from people and places in Kansas. One of the other features we like a lot in the book is called A Meal Worth Boasting About, and this feature tells the story of Ulysses, Kansas. They have been having a fundraiser for over 50 years. It's a farm-to-table fundraiser in which they serve about 1,500 diners. All the ingredients are grown and produced by the farmers in the area and prepared by the community, and it is quite a big deal in Ulysses, and they raise money for sending kids to college, and that's been going on for over 50 years. It's a great book for cooks and cooks of all levels. There's something in it for everybody. But there's also these features, these stories about interesting people and places in Kansas. So if you don't really like to cook, it's a great book to read.